Reading out of Galatians chapter 4, one verse, and then a verse in James chapter 5. But I do take preaching very, very, very seriously. I'd never preach just to fill a spot of time, never anywhere. I go someplace, I want you to preach both services. If I don't have, I'm not going to preach just to, you know. And I know I'm nothing. And then with the messages that's been going forth from the elders doing an excellent job, and the way our service has been going, I feel like I have to be more diligent to getting a message that's appropriate. And not just, with everything that's been going on. Try to be in the Lord's will and precept that we need to hear. And of course, I'm sure every preacher wish they can preach a message that would apply to everybody's situation. And you could just preach about healing and salvation and backsliding, but you can't. But I'm just praying that the Lord will help us. The Lord will have to help us with this, because I do think this is important. And the Lord is not bound by how many people's here. He's not bound by what service it is. Amen. He's not bound by the preacher. He's not bound by any eloquence or any knowledge the preacher has. So I'm just praying that we all try to hear from God some way by His mercy. All right, Galatians chapter 4. What's my page? Read Galatians 4:19. And then James 5, 16 through 18. Galatians 4. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again. So he already travailed one time for their salvation. Now he's traveling. He is doing it. Now he's traveling again. For their perfection. Until Christ be formed in you. Yeah. And then that relates to James. I'm going to be talking about this idea of travailing for souls. And so James 5:16. Confess your faults. Confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We'll get into that. What is the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man? And that's praying in travail, and praying with a burden, praying with agony, with heat. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer one more time. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, Lord, for your grace, for the word of God. Open our ears, Lord, that we would understand and hear your word. I pray, Lord, for the ability, Lord, to minister as you give. You said, if any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. I pray you would just use, Lord, your servants, Lord, to be oracles, Lord. Arrest our attention, God. Arrest our minds. Arrest our thoughts, Lord. And hold them captive, Lord. Fix our minds on you, Lord. Suffer not sleep, Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, God. Let our eyelids drag, Lord, and cause us to be distracted. Help us, Lord, to just be sincere, Lord. Willing to hear, willing to obey, Lord. Change our lives. Interrupt our lives. Interrupt our schedules, Lord. Change us. Stir us. Challenge us. Equip us, Lord, for the work of the ministry. Give us, expand our vision, Lord. Broaden our horizons, Lord. Help us to see what you see, to feel what you feel. Give us a burden for souls, God. A burden for revival. A burden for your glory, Lord, in this city, in the surrounding counties, God. In this world, in this country, Lord. Pray that your son will be mightily magnified this day and every day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pray God. You be seated. Galatians 4. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Well, for context, let's see. Chapter 1, verse 6, he says. This is the church in Galatia that Paul established through his preaching and through his missionary journeys. Obviously, there were saints made. He traveled once for their salvation. He says, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So now, because of their backsliding, because of their shiftiness, because of their deception, and because of their error, he feels like it's obligated, that is his responsibility. He is taking it upon himself to travel and birth again, to birth them again, to bring forth souls. Galatians 1, 6 and 9, he says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you under the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So they're being moved, they're being persuaded to go back into Judaism, to go back into the bondage of the laws, to go back into idol worship, hearing another gospel, being persuaded by men preaching something else with another spirit that they did not preach. 2:21, he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So now they're erring on this idea of justification by faith and perfection by the works of the law. Chapter 3, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He's reminding them. You receive the Spirit by faith. You're justified by faith. So why do you feel the need to go back to the works of the law under perfection? The works of the law is not going to conform you into the image of Christ. The works of the law is not going to conform your mind into the image of Christ. And one more, 4:9. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire to be in bond? As ye observe days and months and times and years, the Sabbath now is a requisite for the blood to cover you. And he says they're shifting. They're going back. They're backsliding. They're supposed to be men in God. They're supposed to be men of faith. They're supposed to be mighty in God. And yet they're going back. Paul, with his preaching, his anointing,